The Dead Set Legends are up in a sec.
And it'll be worth the wait. You don't have to wait for the Toyota Kluger. It's in stock now at Newtown Toyota East Vic Park.
I've had all life sucked out of me. I turned up this morning full of energy, full of beans, ready to embrace the weekend. And what a beautiful weekend we've got. Of course, State of Origin tomorrow. West Coast win last night. Fremantle Dockers on today, Britt. And then we have to work with Mick Barlow. And he just sucks any life, any fun I have left in me. And I turn up miserable.
He's drained you, hasn't he? You came in as the high energy guy. Soon as Mick finally managed to get on to
undoubtedly. I'm a high energy guy.
You're flat.
So set it up. Where is he, Britt?
Where are you actually, Shepparton?
Yeah, let me frame that. I'm in Shepparton, which is 2 hours north of Melbourne. It's where I grew up. And I had a late night last night coaching Werribee, 7-16. You don't get it done with 7-16, Britton, Zay.
What was the margin, Mick, in the end?
3 points.
So 3 points. And how many goals did you have at half time?
First time Werribee's gone goalless, I just read, in the first half for 56 years.
56 years, But they stormed home, Britt. And I tell you what, I saw him last night, got home, jumped on KO Sports, and then went through the game and watched it on replay. About 5 or 6 minutes to go, young chap running into an open goal, dribble kick, 10 metres out, missed.
Hey, Mickey, you just need to work on their goal kicking?
That's a bit the case, but also a credit to the opposition.
Thanks, Britt, always
credit to the opposition. They actually came out and really threw it to us in the first half. We had to delay the game by half an hour because the club, Port Melbourne, they've got these new whiz-bang lights. You wouldn't believe it. They can't have the lights on for the ground at the same time as the change room lights. So everything went off.
No way.
The electricity, not working.
They delayed the start of the game for 30 minutes. I did my pre-game like it was around a campfire. We got the iPhone, iPhone lights on, and it's not my best angle, guys, when the light is coming from below.
Up your snoz, mate. Wow. What are you hiding up there? Suitcases.
You're putting on the boots today.
Oh, big day. Big day. Hey, we don't want to unwrap all our content too early, but I'm looking forward to the day, just to let you know.
No, Mick, that's not content at any stage, so tell us. That's not on the rundown.
Just 14 years ago, I played my last game for the local club. They're second last on the ladder at the moment. They need me back. So I'm going to do the president's luncheon beforehand.
Yeah.
A couple of glasses of Shiraz, and then out we roll for the 2 o'clock game.
I bet you don't have a couple of glasses. I bet you're just saying it to be, Mick Barlow, he's so loose.
He wouldn't do that.
He'll go out there, he'll have 50 disposals.
You would.
Shep United, here we go. Friday night footy, I'm not sure who at the AFL has a drinking problem, but how West Coast Essendon landed on a Friday night's got me absolutely cooked. But it ended well for West Coast supporters.
Shrugs off the tackle, siren. The 9-game losing streak is over. West Coast winners by 10.
10-point winners. It felt like the game if Essendon didn't put them away in the first quarter when Essendon were dominant. 2 Metre Peter was playing like Wayne Carey there for a while.
Can we talk about 2 Metre Peter? If that isn't the best nickname in the AFL, I don't know what is.
At times I forgot his actual name and just went with 2 Metre.
I was almost thinking down there with my headphones on, listening on the boundary, I wanted to start getting a little ping, ping every time that 2 Metre Peter. Well, I don't even think he was anywhere near the ball and he would still get a mention, 2 Metre
Peter. Well,
there's
a few players we didn't really know too much about, so we just went to 2 Metre every time we could. And, so good, Britt. Now, so as we mentioned, Mick's in Shepherd and he's turned up late. And now he's finally got the webcam going. Mick, good to see you.
I look pretty good from that angle. I've had to put it up nice and high. That's a better angle. But 2 Metre Peter used to play with him.
What happened? He was no good on the Gold Coast.
Well, I think he's still the same. He threatens. He reminds me a lot of Matt Taberner. He's one that threatens to blow games apart, but just doesn't take the opportunities. As you said last night, had an opportunities to probably kick 6 to 8 goals, but just doesn't capitalise on opportunities. What he does do, which I think at times, Dave, is counterproductive to the key forward role. He's the highest runner on the ground, so he'll get up really high.
He's a freak time trialer, isn't he?
Yeah, he'll get up and get his possessions at half back and on the wing. Whereas for his size and frame, he's got to get a better balance of taking some contested marks inside forward 50 for Essendon to have that ability to score.
Man, I'm just looking through 2 Metre Peter's Gold Coast. So just picked 2016 randomly.
Was he always called 2 Metre Peter?
I think so.
There's another 2 Metre Peter that used to play cricket for New Zealand. So I think they stole
what about 2 Metre Peter from the West Peter Street?
Peter Street from Geelong?
Geelong, he was 2 metres. He was 2 metres plus as well. He was a giant.
I don't think they called him 2 Metre Peter.
Well, they should have. They missed one there. But Mick, West Coast, what do you do there? You celebrate the victory. Do we expect West Coast now to they played 16th, and I think Essendon are absolutely hopeless. Do we chalk the victory up as West Coast over here and then go, righto, Richmond next week, I think it is. A few tough games, but should they win half their games to the end of the year?
Yeah, they won't finish on the bottom. Like, they'll really push the season out, and I reckon win, yeah, 2 to 3 more games. What we don't like to say too often, Britt, on this program, last night, West Coast was the biggest put-in, take-out job. Like, Essendon are just no good, Zave.
Mate, they are no good. And I got to the game and looked at the Breakfast Show's Instagram page.
And they've done a graphic.
They've done a graphic of me saying, put it in and take it out. It was the world's biggest certainty.
I was thinking, and then when the opening few minutes, the opening quarter.
Oh, God. My phone was buzzing.
I am looking at this going, if anything was a bigger certainty, it was to back Essendon after the put in, take out graphic.
Yes, the graphic went up.
I couldn't believe.
Yeah, no, neither could I. No worry. And I had people text me saying, what does this even mean? I said, it's pretty simple.
You put it in.
You put it in, you leave it there for a bit, and then you just take it out at some stage. It's not that hard. Well, it was a little bit hard when I thought they were going to lose by 100 again last night.
It looked bad early, didn't it?
It did look bad. Mick, Elliot Yeo, half-back flank, runs, takes it on. Elliot Yeo, two-time best and fairest winner, midfielder. Fire away, what are your thoughts?
No, I like it because, for my opinion, the midfield for West Coast needs a bit of a shake-up going into next year, don't they? They're a bit slow and a bit heavy. You know, Tim Kelly's the one with a bit of X factor around there.
He played like he had COVID last night, the flu. I think he's off the flu, wasn't he? He played like he's coming off the flu.
But I really do like it because for years, West Coast have been that methodical, slow ball use side. And Elliot Yeo is a player.
Gung ho.
He's just so quick.
Yeah. And you put him inside. He's one. When you get the ball, there's nearly no rules.
Nah.
Whatever you want to do, Adam Saad does it for Carlton.
Yeah, good call.
Get the ball. And when Elliot Yeo's got the ball, just allow him to make the game up, which is. Yeah, something West Coast absolutely need off halfback.
And Brittany, last one for you. How many games do you think West Coast could or should win on the end of this season?
I think it's going to be hard without having a good look at the run home. This was the game that
There's an Adelaide
had
in there.
To win. Is that at home or away?
Yeah, here. It is home? I think there's
okay,
a Carlton in here as well. Oh, there's a few over here that you go give them a chance.
It was really nice to see them. It's the first time actually that I've been down in the rooms when the families and friends have been with COVID this whole season. They haven't been allowed in the rooms. So, and obviously with a win, there was such a nice.
They've been allowed in the rooms. They just haven't gone in.
Hey, Zave, I've got one for you really quick. I like Rhett Bazzo.
Yes. Watched him play in the Colts last year. Stood up. Tom Barras had his hands well and truly full last night. And Bazzo, I thought Adam Simpson was almost ready to go. Righto, Barras off and the second game on. He looks cool, calm and collected. He's going to get goals kicked on him. I mean, I remember when Zach Dawson, I mean, you played with Dawson.
Breakfast with Dawson yesterday.
Got fed to the Lions a few times. And everyone was like, what are they doing? And he will. He'll get fed to the Lions occasionally. But fast forward 50, 60, 70 games, I can see him playing a lot of football for the West Coast Eagles. Britt, do you ever get pocket-dialed by the parents or they forget to hang up? You know, technology?
Quite regularly, actually. And often it's the voicemail that's left. And it's just 3 minutes of just you can hear it in the pocket walking around or riding a horse or something like that.
Yeah.
Nothing
too serious
major.
Stuff.
Anything happened to you?
Well, Mick, you give your old man a buzz, pocket dials or anything like that, or doesn't hang up post-conversation.
I've been caught out a couple of times with that with the old man, actually.
Your dad's done it or you've done it?
No, I've done it, but I think dad's a little bit beyond actually understanding what's going on.
Right.
So I think I've got away with it a couple of times.
Right, okay. So yesterday I rang dad. I had the two boys sleeping. We'd been at the pool swimming the water slides, about 90 minutes. Now, if I wasn't three quarts dead, I was absolutely cooked.
What'd you have on? Do you have your rashy?
No, I had the fat guts out. I'm in. I'm in with the fat guts out in the dickies too, in the togs. Look at Brit's eyes light up. Wow. Hey, I had the Jack Watts boardies on. But anyway, so I'm in there.
Squash. I think I got a call from Squash. Anyway,
So I drive home and with a little bit of side business that me and Jack Redden and my old man are doing regarding some AFL licensing, merchandising, all that sort of business. Anyway, I rang Dad for a hand in terms of ABNs and all that sort of stuff. Now, Dad's a bit of a slowie. He wrote into a text chain saying he's written into a WhatsApp chain what we need to do. Now, there was no message there. Not a single message had come through. I rang Dad and said, Dad, I don't know what you're talking about because you've written in a text message saying you've confirmed all the details via a different platform, which
and
wasn't
it's not there.
Not there, Dad. Well, he put his little, his bottom lip started to curl up, a little sook. Anyway, you could tell he just was grumpy as anything. He's living in East Arnhem Land. Apparently there was a massive tribal fight going on out the front as well, like huge machetes and all that sort of business. So he had his hands full. And I'm here going, and I'm there going, well, mate, I need it. You know, like, come on. I'm getting into him a little bit, but quietly, because I'll be sound asleep, Mick. So I'm not, we're not in it.
You're not robust. You're not getting
anyway,
voice
I crazy. Thought we finished on a high. I thought we finished as best mates again. Yeah. But it turns out we didn't, because Dad didn't hang up. He's put his phone on the desk and yelled out to someone in the next office.
Oh, goodness.
Michelle, is it okay if I call my son an absolute f***? And I was just like,
Dad, I'm still here.
I was so confused with what I just heard. And I was just like, is he doing that as a joke? Anyway, the conversation went on for another 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh, no.
And he came back and hung the phone up. And he kept going on a few other bits and pieces about what I'd said. But, yeah, go again, Leechy. Michelle, is it okay if I call my son an absolute f***? That's unreasonable, Brittany Taylor.
Yes, I think the answer is yes. It is absolutely okay to do that.
Spare me. I'm a good kid. Anyway, Dad, I rang Dad this morning and told Mum. Don't worry about that,
Jeff. Don't decide.
He'll load up, and there he goes.
This'll be the game.
It's time for Dead Set Legends Game of Games.
Here we go.
Game of Games, a lot at stake this week.
A lot
too.
At stake, Brit.
The final tickets in town to State of Origin tomorrow night. It is set to be a cracker. Who are you going for, New South Wales or Queensland?
Well, I'm fond of Queensland, and maybe Mick might be similar because Melbourne Storm were full of Cam Smith, Billy Slater, Cooper Cronk, Greg Inglis.
Yep.
And we were in Melbourne at the time with the Storm. So we were fond of Queensland, a lot of Victorians.
Mick, yep. New South Wales, Queensland?
Lived in Queensland for 2 years.
Just a lot
of people forget, and thank you. To the Gold Coast Suns for sending me a baby jumper.
And a Sharpie.
Signed by Jeremy Sharp and the Jeremy Sharp's family from WA would be listening this morning. So
he's Fremantle boy?
He is. He's a shark.
Yep.
Sharp is a shark. There you go, Britt.
I like that. All right, let's get into Game of Games.
I don't know if you do.
I just want to get on with Game of Games here. All right, Kieran from North Coogee, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
All right, who would you like to play for you today, Zave or Mickey?
Mate, got to go with Zave.
Yes, kids. And you're a Townsville man. That means you'd be supporting the Maroons.
Oh.
Yeah, mate, hands down.
And who will you take tomorrow?
Sorry?
Who will you take if we get the chocolates?
Probably the partner. I forced her into IKEA this morning so I could sit here on the phone.
Okay, nice.
Hey, Kieran, how's the property market going there in North Coogee?
Mate, it's not too bad down there, is it?
It is.
You used to live there, didn't you, Mick?
On the up, yes.
Nice part of the world. All right, let's go to...
I sold at the wrong time, that's for sure.
Anyway, let's go to Ryan from Mandra. Good morning. Would you like to go to State of Origin tomorrow night?
Love it.
Who do you go for?
Queensland.
Okay.
Beautiful.
And you've got Mick, Ryan, okay? You're with Mick Barlow, so all the best to you two.
Sweet. Come on,
how are you feeling about that, Ryan? Confident?
Yeah, but he's a legend.
That's round the bounce. Let's do it.
Here we go. Hawthorn legend, 5-time premiership player, broken ribs and bruised kidneys in the 1989 VFL Grand Final, Dermot Brereton.
Do you know what surprised me last night? Luke Bruce went past Dermy on goal-kicking tally.
Yeah, wow.
That surprised me last night. I heard that in the commentary.
It's a forgotten game last night,
isn't it? I led the charge last night. So you, last week, so you hit off.
Dermot Brereton played for a few clubs. Probably a few injuries there, out of my vintage, but I'm going to go with 229.
229, I'm going to go with 234. I don't know.
No.
I reckon stinks. Sydney, Collingwood, Hawthorn, 5x5. They didn't seem to miss much football in there. And, of course, you got the extra finals because they won 5 grand finals. So there's an extra 20 games in there already. So fire away, Brittany Taylor.
Right. Team Mickey. It's my best time of the week.
Shivers.
211.
211 for Durham.
189 for Hawthorn. Just 7 for Sydney and 15 for Collingwood.
Okay, Mick Barlow. Sorry, kids, mate. Not a great start. Fire away.
Number 2. Formerly from Frio and Richmond, the 4th overall pick from
Graham.
The 2001 Polak. AFL draft, it's Graham Polak. You boys know that the answer is not to guess who the player is. You're like, buzz in!
I think we were thinking about the same things. We didn't go with the band. Anyway,
He had a super unfortunate incident with a tram in Melbourne, Graham, when he was at Richmond. Missed some footy there.
I've written a number down.
I'm going to go with 191.
191?
And Mickey's Mick's got 74. Very different.
I've got 74 down there. I feel like the injury and that the
didn't he play a lot of footy in a row?
I don't know if he did. Anyway, far away, Brett.
Team Mickey. It's my best time of the week.
191.
111.
111. Shivers.
73 for Freo.
All right, kids, you might want to join the partner at IKEA, mate, because I think we're in trouble here.
Come on, Zave. Come from behind, mate.
Here we go. You need to lift. Former Eagle, who missed out on the 2006 Premiership, was a two-time Subiaco Premiership player and Matt described Prudence. As an enthusiastic green thumb when he hosted a gardening show in 2011, Mark Nikoski.
Oh, Nico.
Oh, Nico. Got the flowing locks down there.
I
on
only
the
got 120 for Nico. Well, you 120.
Beautiful, mate. You've gone in early because...
No, I don't know. I thought it was me first. Sorry. I just thought I'd go confidently. He could have played 200. I've got no idea.
141.
141, Mark Nikoski.
Game over,
team
right?
Save.
Oh.
I'm a high-energy guy.
Whoa, he's got couldn't some script this.
How many did he play?
130.
112.
112. Oh. Okay.
All right.
What good in your script?
The fact that Zabe's coming back, that it's not just a blowout. Here we go. Current St Kilda midfielder, who debuted in 2014, once racked up 53 disposals in a VFL game to get his spot
Jack
in the
Billings.
Saints side back.
Oh,
Jack Billings.
Billings.
53 touches, not bad. I'll go first here, Zave. Jack Billings, been out of the side for a bit now, 2014.
Pick three before Bonds and Pally, I reckon.
8.15. 128 for Jack.
128.
I like how you've gone about
yeah,
that. A bit of maths.
Yeah, we sure those maths are right, though. Just
8.15.
Right, and then you punched our number. Jack Billings, where'd you go, 115?
128.
128. 128, 128,
128. 8 times 15 is 120,
that.
By the way.
I'm 134. Okay, someone's going to have played 134.
Team Zave.
Yes!
I'm a high energy guy.
He's got some class.
I promise you, listeners.
Pack your bags, baby. We're going to Origin.
We do not script this. And
what was he?
147. The fact that this is 2 weeks in a row that it's gone down to a sudden death. We've got to the fifth player.
Righto, Britt. For the State of Origin tickets.
Okay. Kieran and Ryan are waiting. Former Geelong and Swans player. Had a PT business with Corey Enright and Brent Prismal. Henry Playfair.
Henry Playfair. So this is me. Henry Playfair.
The inflection on that says the boys go, ooh.
No, Henry Playfair.
Henry Playfair played 111 games, did the man that played fair.
I'm going to get unders to that. I'm going to go 106.
That's
no, no, I don't even. I really got 100. But he might. I don't know.
Here we go.
Team Zave.
Yes. Here's we go to Origin, mate. That's thanks to me and how bloody good I am at life.
68.
Bloody beauty.
Zave's out of the chair. He's kicked away the stool. He's jumped up. He's up and about.
That three on the bounce there, Kiz, at the end. Well done, mate. You and the partner heading State of Origin tomorrow. Watch the Queensland Maroons maybe take out the State of Origin series for 2022. Well done.
Thanks, mate.
And
cheers,
Ryan,
a lot.
You don't go home empty-handed. There is a runner-up prize here. You're off to Hoyts Carinup with a family pass. Hoyts Carinup, best cinema experience in Perth. Book now at hoyts.com.au. How does that sound, Ryan?
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Sorry, Ryan. Thanks for playing.
Sorry that you got Mick.
So, yeah, that's what happens. People end up with Mick, and unfortunately, they go home empty-handed too
often. Not last week.
All the week before.
I'm up and about. Jesus.
He's happy with it.
No wonder Em loves me.
How good's Game of Games?
Who wouldn't love me?
I reckon there's a long list. Mick, we've been waiting eagerly to see the Instagram announcement of your impending arrival. Riley's, what, 33 weeks now?
Don't ask.
Oh, it's a great question.
How many weeks is she, Mick?
It's in the threes, 30-something, 33, 34, I think.
Brit. And this week you finally took to Instagram, MJ Barlow 2.0.
Yeah, I got a bit jolly on Wednesday. It was my night off, Zave.
And you had a few. Yes,
you posted a picture. And my favourite thing about this is the fact that you've tagged baby on the bump, just in case it wasn't abundantly clear, baby.
She's holding herself well, Brit. She's holding herself well, so I just need to make that clear.
What took you so long?
What did take me so long?
The Russian's got his account to start with for a period.
I used to have a blue tick Britt, and I've been going through the back channels trying to get that back to make the big announcement. Now I'm just over it. Who cares? 2.0 can
just
take it.
On
there
the
it
blue
is.
Tick, I got a DM last night from InstaManage Case. I need to know whether this is true or false, but it says, your Instagram account has been thoroughly reviewed by our support team and deemed eligible to receive a blue check mark on your verified Instagram account.
Not sure. Not sure, but go with it, Britt. You'll lose all your contacts like Mick did.
Pedal to the metal.
And it's lights out and away we go!
This is Rusty's Motorsport Update.
Bendix Brakes, put your foot down with confidence.
Oh, you beauty, absolutely love speaking to this man. It's motorsport, and of course, if you do love it, motorsport, Greg Rust has a fantastic podcast, Rusty's Garage. Grab that on the listener app. Morning, Rusty.
Good morning.
Hey, Rusty, have you ever thought about giving away motorsport commentary and reporting and joining the Dead Set Legends over here in Perth? Because I'm about
There's
3 minutes away from sacking dopes Mick Barlow.
Look, I'll happily join you, but I'm not the kind to elbow others out of the job. That's not my style.
Okay, I'm elbowing myself out at the moment, Rusty.
Well, Rusty, we'll start with maybe another shake-up. The supercars, the calendar's had another shake-up, but an old favourite returns this season.
Your rivals across the border in South Australia, some good news for them this week. So the SA government, the new government, made a pre-election promise to bring back the Adelaide 500, which was a signature on the supercars calendar. It was basically harpooned by the old government, and a lot of people were miffed about that. It's coming back. They have included it on this year's calendar. So it will be the final round of 2022, and it will hold that status through to 2026. So a much-loved event, a great party there. They hated losing the Formula One Grand Prix, and they made something special of having their own supercars event. But well done to them, and it'll be huge. Hot, though, in December. It'll be hot for those drivers.
Bloody oath.
Yeah, 40 degrees in December. Hey, the British F1 Grand Prix, Rusty, it's happening next weekend, and there's one Brit that's doing pretty well at the moment. That's the young guard, George Russell, in the Mercedes. But what about the other Brit, Lewis Hamilton? Is he starting to find a bit of form?
Pretty crazy to think that we've hardly seen Hamilton on the podium this year, isn't it?
So amazing.
You're right. He made a return in Canada, which is terrific. As you point out, George Russell has just punched above his weight, that term we often say, all year long in that car. Brilliant performance from him. But there is a little bit of sugar for this outfit, right? So they're starting to see some progress. Whether they can go toe-to-toe in the back end of the year regularly with Red Bull and Ferrari remains to be seen, but they're clearly making progress. So British Grand Prix is Lewis's home event. The team is based just up the road, effectively. They've got some new parts coming, so it's clearly getting better. And who knows, they might shake things up as the title race continues between Red Bull and Ferrari.
Beautiful, Rusty. And in our own backyard, Oscar Piastri, he won last year's F2 championship. An Aussie, 2023, is there a chance he joins the grid?
Do you know, this rumour keeps circulating.
Well, we like that.
What's that old theory about whether smoke is fire kind of deal? So I hope so. He deserves it. If you talk to the people that know in the Formula One paddock, they say this guy is enormously talented. As you say, winner in his rookie year in F2, did the same thing the year before in Formula 3. So he's won all the undercard. He's on the sidelines this year as the Alpine reserve driver, but a lot of people say he deserves to be on the grid now. Rumour is Williams next year. Let's wait and see. You know, it'd be awesome to have another Aussie on the grid, particularly one with a bucket load of talent like Oscar.
Absolutely. And Dan beat Lando across the line again. So we've got a little bit of momentum there, Rusty, mate. Thank you very much for joining us again here on Triple M in Perth. And we look forward to having you full time on the Brit Rusty next show.
Have a great weekend, guys. Cheers.
The checkered flag's out for Rusty's Motorsport Update.
It's McLaren and Ricciardo that win the Italian Grand Prix.
Bendix Brakes, put your foot down with confidence.
What a win by West Coast.
Shrugs off the tackle, siren. The 9-game losing streak is over. West Coast winners by 10.
Luke Shuey, good morning. Fresh from the Hippie Club. How are you, mate?
Hey, a bit dusty, X. Nah, going well. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Nah, thanks for joining us, mate. Great win last night. I know that at the start of the season you would have expected to have far more wins next to your name, but there was an opportunity that game could have been blown open early with Essendon starting quite well, but you clawed away and 4 points in the bank. It must be a relief.
Yeah, it was. It's a good way to sum up the emotions on the final siren, which is just a bit of relief, particularly them coming home with a bit of a wet sail.
Yeah.
Not knowing how long was left. So we showed showed some good resilience at times to peg that 5-goal first quarterback was good, but still plenty to work on. We give up nearly 100 points. The things to work on still going forward, but certainly in the current climate, we'll take the win.
Mate, you said they came home with a wet sail. How were your hamstrings when Dylan Shill came out of the centre a couple of times?
I might have faked the old fall over trying to tackle.
You did it twice. You did a big dive.
I've seen that before.
Look, unfortunately, I wasn't faking that. It's just a combination of old age and being injury prone. But, they came home hard. Gave us a bit of a scare, but we were able to hold on, which is good.
I reckon, Zave, you might be to blame for them coming home hard because with about 5 minutes to go, the Triple M commentary box said, they're home, it's done. And then all of a sudden, everyone got a little bit nervous.
Don't worry about that.
Right, asking me about the text message you sent me yesterday, Brent.
What did you send, Zay? Open up the phone.
I think
let's
I said to him, good luck tonight, perfect.
It had a bit of kiss of death about it.
Yeah, no, it was kiss of death. I said, good luck tonight, mate. I think it could be 10 goals.
Oh.
Yeah, something real stupid like that.
That's just not what you want to receive ahead of a game, is it?
Off the back of...
Mind you, Rex, you didn't clarify who for. So.
No, you're right. No, off the back of that, it was a game we played in Adelaide at Adelaide Oval. We went over as favourites. And Luke, before the game, goes, Ex, this feels like a 10-goaler to me. And guess what happened?
10 goals.
We lost by 10 goals.
Boots. Now, the Hippie Club 7, we don't talk about them anymore. But I do want to talk about Rhett Bazza. He was part of that 7. He's come into the side. I think we've found one for the West Coast Eagles for the next decade.
Yeah, he's good, Mick. He's a good kid. Played a lot of footy for Swan Districts in his under 18 years. Got a lot of Tommy Barras about him, both physically, the way he looks with the mop up top, and the way he plays as well.
What about how he is between? Because Tom Barras is quite he's a unique individual.
He's very intelligent. Very intelligent.
Is Rhett Bazza a bit that way?
I don't know if he's gifted intellectually. To put it kindly, but he's...
so he's not.
He's going to be a very good player for us. So I think all our fans have had a little glimpse the last couple of weeks into probably what the next 15 or so years look like in our back line.
Now, forget what happened on the field last night. I thought one of the most impressive things of the whole evening was you were in the midst of an interview post-game, and I was having a chat to Danny, and you just tapped her on the shoulder mid-interview and just gestured, hey, daughter's run around the corner. The fatherhood instincts were just on point.
Yeah, it's a subconscious skill. You're doing whatever you want. You always have, I think in the back of my mind, you know where your kids are. So, one thing you do when you become a parent, you learn to multitask. Isn't that right, Ex?
Oh, absolutely. Britt did come up and goes, I think the Shuey kids are the most beautiful kids I've seen running around the change room. I said, yeah, wait till Ollie burns it down and then we'll reassess.
George was just getting up.
You weren't the one trying to put him to bed when we got home, Britt.
I can imagine that because it would have been way past bedtime. But I did see you tried to, you took them out onto the field afterwards and had a little run around, try to burn a bit of energy.
Yeah, Ollie the last month has really gotten into his footy, obviously particularly West Coast. But he turned a corner a few months ago. I think when Buddy kicked his 1,000 goals, we were actually watching it together at home. And he loved the theatrics of seeing all the people run on the ground and, he goes to me, Dad, when are they going to do that for you? I said, I got 900 goals to go. Yeah. If you got 20 years, hang around and you might see it. But, he's loving his footy at the moment. It's great.
20 I'll years, back, you reckon?
Yeah, I'll back him in for that, X. He's looking good, is our man Luke Shuey. Now, talk to us about the rest of the year, I suppose. Second win for the season last night hasn't been a great build-up, but you should be stealing yourself for a big back end with the inclusion of all the top liners.
Yeah, that's the plan, mate. We get a few back. I think Nick's playing waffle tonight, so probably comes in next week, give us a bit of a boost.
How's that Ruckman slept last night that's playing against him today, you reckon?
poor Colts had the call up to play his first league game. He's going to go up against Nick.
First and last.
it's exciting for us. We eight or so games to go, coming off a win. We're confident, the last... probably two and a half games. The last three games has been more the way we want to play it. It's going to give us a chance to win a couple in the back end, hopefully.
Now, Boots, last one from us, mate. Again, thank you very much for joining us. Mickey Barlow is the coach of the Werribee Football Club over in the VFL. Yeah. Now, I'm looking for some leadership and advice from you. First time in 58 years Werribee didn't kick a goal last night in the first half. Have you got any advice for our very own Mick Barlow?
Oh, you might need to lace up the boots yourself, mate.
That's exactly what he's doing.
You say that, Boots. comeback game today for Shep United. So looking forward to that.
I've got no doubt you'll be sitting yourself in the square one out.
Well, no, he asked me what he's having a couple of wines before he gets out in the field. He reckons he's going to have 50 touches.
Well, you used to have 50-odd playing for Freo, and it wouldn't surprise me if you used to have a couple of wines and not for the game too back in the day, Mick.
Well, I'm not one that you say out of the square. That isn't in my skill set like at all. You know how a lot of players can go from AFL and be good midfielders, go forward and kick 10 goals. It's not for me. So I'm actually just going to go back to the way my bread is usually buttered. I'm going in the middle, Boots, and I'm just following the ball. I'm just trying to pick it up.
It's funny you say that, Mick. I don't know if you're that good in the other square either. I remember taking a contested mark on your back.
You did too. Yes, you did.
Well, leave it at that. See you later, Luke Shuey, West Coast captain. Great win last night. Superstar of the competition, superstar person. Good on you, Boots. Have a good weekend, bud.
I love your work, guys. Good on you.
Those with the touch, choose Tab Touch. Better your bet and download Tab Touch today. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help on 1-800-858-858. All I do is win,
no matter what. Sending you into the weekend with a winner in your hand.
Oh, you beauty.
This is Brit's Best.
All right, time to make some money. The boys have been going particularly well with their put-in takeout jobs, and I'm here to try and do this. And I'm going into my own backyard today because I have a horse that I own racing.
Oh, nice.
Who raced 7 days ago, and he was enormous. He made a big sustained run from the 700-metre mark. Now, I can see that there is a horse in this race owned by Bob Peters, Reliable Star, that will be awfully hard to beat.
That's all right.
But it is around $8, so I think each way we can have a little something. And if he runs second, we'll hopefully get some money back. Maybe even use your super pick. You can get your money back if he runs second.
Oh, so you don't even worry about each way. Just have it on the snores and then money back.
You could do that. Okay. I'm going to go, for the sake of our bet, I'm going to have $25 each way. Race 3, Bold Success.
Hey, Britt, how does It's a Ray Day, owned by a lot of Fremantle players out there? That's from all reports racing today.
He was the other one who I was umming and ahhing to use for Brit's Best. So I think It's a Ray Day wins. He's in the last. He's around $2.50. So I was just looking for a little bit more value today because we got to try and climb up the ladder a bit.
What's It's a Ray Day mean?
Well, someone did tell me the other day that there was some sort of...
Meaning
about sort of recreational substances, but I'm not really sure if that's the case.
Oh,
what? HR. Zave, quick.
This is what I mean. Anyway, so just to confirm, Bold Success, Race 3, 25 each way. That is your horse. Now,
I'm seeing something happening there with your hand, right hand.
Oh, where is it? Guys. I don't even know what it's doing. Where is it? There it is. It's in front of me again. It just moves. I don't even know what's going on. It's picking
up
my phone.
Finger is going.
Now, I don't like to say this, but this can't lose. We're going to do a three-leg footy multi today. We'll get it over and done with by 10 o'clock tonight, and then you just pocket it and then head out in the town. So that's pretty simple stuff. Now, Mick, Caleb Sarong. Tell me what you think about Caleb Sarong.
Oh, star. Young star.
He'll get 100 fantasy points.
We'll find the football.
He'll get 100? Yep. Tom Stewart, he'll get 100 fantasy points. No dramas there.
Drop off, plus one.
The Barwon Heads boy. And Isaac Keeney, good-looking fella. Gee whiz, I'd cuddle him anytime.
You seen him,
no.
Oh, Isaac Keeney. Anyway, he'll kick three goals. And that's going to get us to $12.50, Mick. And all I can say is it's a simple equation. You put it in.
And you take it out.
And you take it straight back out times 12 and a half. That's it.
That was Brit's Best for Tab Touch.
Next weekend, there is a huge event in Perth as well. It's all happening in Perth. There's a netball grand final taking place. Now, yours, the West Coast Fever, are dominant as per usual.
They're
and they
into
will
the
be,
grand
of course,
final.
Playing in it, which is fantastic. Now, Brittany, during the week, we received a message from a father. Do you want to set it up for us? What the message was that we received here at Triple M?
We did. We got an email from Blake, who's from Ellenbrook, who said that his 11-year-old daughter has gone through a pretty rough time, a broken back and neck from a playground incident, and she's missed out on her whole netball season, and all she wants is to go to the grand final. And we've got Blake on the line. Blake, good morning.
Hey, how you going?
Can you tell us a little bit more about what's happened to your daughter, Bianca?
Yeah, so about 6 weeks ago, she was just at school swinging on the monkey bars upside down.
Oh, those bloody monkey bars.
Mm. Yeah, and her legs go by and she, just fell down from there, hit her head, bit of a concussion, and, she broke two bones in her back and one in her spine.
Ooh. Gee, and my long-term effects, is she healing okay, Bianca?
Yeah, she's doing all right. It's just, taking a toll on her mental health a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
So she's had a couple of breakdowns at school and Can't play netball either anymore, so like she's bummed about that. So she won't be able to play until next year probably.
And Blake, we know she's a big West Coast Fever fan, so netballer herself. Yeah. What positions are we talking when she's out there playing?
She likes to play wing attack, generally, yeah, but she plays for Everlast Flames and Ellenbrook, and she just goes down to Kingsway on Friday night.
Ah, beautiful. Now, Blakey, we've got someone special on the line who's joined us, the vice-captain of the West Coast Fever, Jess Anstey, who's an absolute megastar of the competition. Now, Jess, we got in contact with West Coast Fever, and of course, you being the superstar you are, have you got something that you would like to offer, of course, Blake, and then the extension of Blake is his beautiful daughter, Bianca?
Yeah, hi, Blake and Bianca. Sorry to hear that the incident's happened, and we just wanted to offer you 4 tickets to the grand final next Sunday, and hopefully we'll be able to make Bianca's day.
Aww. How good is that, Blake?
No, that's really good. She's got a big smile on her face right now.
Oh, is she able to jump on and say a quick g'day?
Yeah, I'll chuck her on. Uh-huh. 2 seconds.
Jess, mate, thanks very much for that. We will have a chat to you about, of course, the imminent grand final, but Bianca, are you there?
Yeah.
Bianca, I don't know if you caught any of that, but Jess has just offered you 4 tickets to next week's grand final. Is there anything you'd like to say to the West Coast Fever vice-captain?
Thank you.
Oh, how exciting is that, Bianca, to be able to go to the grand final next week?
Very exciting.
Well, Bianca, and will they be winning? The West Coast Fever, big match, the biggest match in their history, and you'll be cheering loudly. Can they win?
Yeah.
Oh,
good answer.
Those 4 tickets can be deducted very quickly. Bianca, Blake, well done. Thank you for getting in contact with Triple M. Those tickets will come your way, courtesy of West Coast Fever, absolute stars. Thank you. Enjoy the match, and we'll be there. Everyone will be there rooting for the West Coast Fever. Thanks for ringing, and thanks for joining in today. Now, Jess, we will continue chatting to you, mate. Congratulations. Grand final here in Perth, gee whiz, that's panned out super convenient and super well for you girls to sit back and watch with excitement this weekend.
Thank you. Yeah, we're absolutely stoked, to be honest. And oh, I wish it was this weekend, the grand final. But, yeah, it has worked out very nicely, and we were so lucky that the WA government has supported us and that ended up being here, and we made our way in. So, yeah, we're very, very excited.
How exciting is that to be able to play in front of a home crowd as well? Because Perth really gets behind the Fever.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I think the tickets went on sale 2 weeks ago when we weren't even in the grand final, and they sold out. So it just shows the level of support here. And, I played in the grand final in 2018, and it was insane playing in front of the home crowd. So very, very excited.
So grand finals in 2018 and 2020. What have you learnt from that experience, the 2018 one that you just spoke about, and the team? And has it been brought up, the old, you know, do you go back and assess that we've been there and haven't got it done?
Well,
or do we just,
I'm got his coaching
hard questions
hat on.
Here, Zave. Jess, do we go back and acknowledge it, or do we just put it to the side and concentrate on what's in front of us?
We haven't actually touched on it too much, to be completely honest. It's obviously in the back of my mind, having played a part in both of the games. I guess one learning that I've taken from both of them is that it's not fun to lose.
No good.
Definitely thinking going
Nick knows
to this
all
game.
About that.
Yeah. From my reviews, Jess, when I played in the grand final, pass it to the team with the same dress on. I didn't do that. That was my fault. But that's just my bit of advice.
Hey, Jess, you sit back. You've got the Vixens v. the Giants. Any particular team you want, or doesn't matter who it is, we're going to beat either of them?
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone's been asking that. And to be honest, I don't have an answer. So I think that's good that we're happy to play either team. I haven't actually played Giants at all this year. I've had COVID and then was injured. So wouldn't mind coming up against them, to be honest. Either teams. Yeah, we don't mind.
Now, COVID, injured, and I've also went to a wedding with Jess about 18 months ago now. Wow, boy,
every
Jess.
Time. You bring this up every
She's
time.
She's only though. Just able to drive again. She just ticked under 0.05.
I reckon it's much longer than 18 months ago because I reckon we heard this story 18 months ago.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not laughing this time. Jess, I didn't laugh the first time.
Right, if you win, you've got every right to put yourself in the same condition you did last time I saw you, mate. So we wish you all the best here at Triple M. We're going to follow. We'll all be there. next weekend cheering you girls on. The West Coast Fever have done us proud year on, year out. So, mate, all the best, and sit back and enjoy watching the two beat the crap out of each other today.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Get more good podcasts on the Listener app and get into Newtown Toyota East Vic Park. Let their family look after yours.